I've got some really exciting news about my pet portrait business. I just landed the biggest order yet. Super pumped to dive in, but gotta admit, I'm feeling a bit nervous too since it's something new and I've never tackled such a large format before. Here is how it happened. Yesterday, I decided to shake things up and tweak my website prices. I thought, why not offer larger sizes? Time to step out of my comfort zone, right? Well, surprisingly, just a few hours after making that change, I've got an order for one of the new prices and sizes that I added earlier that day. 16 by 24 inches or 40 by 60 centimeters. I am Dragos Pepina and I'm all about bringing our furry friends to life through my pet portraits. Join me on this podcast where I'll be dishing out all my tips, tricks, and tales about the wonderful world of pet portraiture. Follow me on Instagram at @dragospepina_art for a sneak peek into my creative journey and to keep tabs on my latest work. Ready to dive in? Let's do this. I don't know if you guys believe in manifestation, but I've started to because I've seen some very good evidence that it really works. Maybe you are wondering what this has to do with this episode, but it ties in perfectly because I manifested this new commission. Yesterday, while I was working on my website, I said to myself, what if I receive a really large order? For a while now, I've wanted to work on larger formats, but I never had the guts to add them to my website. Well, I went ahead and I did it. I updated the sizes and prices on my website, and again in my head, I thought, if I get an order with one of these sizes that I've just changed in the next few hours, it's a sign that I need to level up and start drawing really on larger scales. As the title of this podcast episode suggests, I got that order. I've been wanting to try it for so long. I've been manifesting this idea for a while now, but it only worked now because I made this change and added these new sizes, which attracted people who want this type of artwork. I had to make this change in order to attract this kind of clients. I've always stuck with small paper sizes. Even when I used color pencils, I always tried to draw as small as possible to finish as many drawings as possible in as short a time as possible. Now, using pastels, I can finish drawings much faster because of the nature of pastels being a very fast art medium, giving me this big advantage. It means I can draw on very large sheets and not spend weeks on the drawing, which is one of the factors that contributed to my decision to step out of my comfort zone and make very large drawings. We've got to step out of our comfort zone to explore new possibilities and grow as artists. Whenever you try something new, it always seems impossible at first, but with time, it really gets much easier. I still remember the first time when I tackled a pastel drawing on a 14 with 20 paper size, which included a dog and a cat. That size of paper seemed really intimidating, but luckily it all worked out. If I hadn't taken on that commission and just refused it because I was scared, I would have missed out on both money and the chance to learn and grow as an artist. I'm very happy I chose to use an easel that helps me with larger drawings because I work vertically and I don't need much space for an easel. But that shouldn't stop you from trying something new. I follow an artist on Instagram who draws on really big sheets up to 28 with 14 inches, which is 70 by 100 centimeters. Whenever I see a reel of their creative process, it inspires me to give it a try because if someone else can do it, why can't I? I've got plenty of pastels and I ordered larger sheets ages ago, but they've been sitting in the corner of my studio because I haven't dared to use them yet, and I've also got two hands that know how to draw. All that's left to do is to get to work. That's why it's very important to be mindful of who and what you follow on Instagram. You have to be motivated by what you see there, not the opposite. The largest paper size for commissions I offer on my website now is 20 by 28 inches or 50 by 70 centimeter. The paper I use goes up to 24 with 40 inches or 70 by 100 centimeter, which is still a bit too adventurous for me at the moment. Maybe after gaining more experience, but for now, I've got to start somewhere. Another challenge when offering commissions on larger scales is finding a secure shipping solution to protect the drawing as much as possible. But hey, all of these things are solvable and shouldn't be seen as obstacles. The idea of this episode wasn't to brag about getting a new commission, but to share that I'm trying something new and stepping out of my comfort zone. Besides, if you really want something, you've got to make room for it first and then take the action to reach that goal. I really hope you picked something valuable from today's episode. As always, you can find me on Instagram as @dragospepino_art. Feel free to follow me there to catch on with my latest pet portraits. I try to post them as often as I can, mostly every week. And don't hesitate to shoot me a DM anytime if you want to chat. I'd love to hear from you. Just remember, if I can make it as a successful pet portrait artist, so can you. Thanks for hanging out with me today, and I can't wait to have you join me in my next episodes too.